This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and a sort of bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim listeners, the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one that holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm filling in for Bradley again today. He is busy ministering out on the left coast in California. And so keep him in your prayers as he is taking care of business out there. He's doing the work, as it was, not just talking about it, not just listening, but he's actually getting out and doing it. So keep him and his family in your prayers. I'm coming to you live from the bunker here in the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. If you'd like to call in at any time, please keep to the topic. The number is 1-866-582-9933. You can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio and also Sons of Liberty Media. Pick up Bradley on Facebook at Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean on Facebook, and also Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. A lot of stuff going on. We've got Donald Trump going to be speaking tonight. I'm sure a lot of people are going to tune in to see what's going on there with him. There's some several stories that I got out yesterday after the radio show, and you can find these over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Excuse me. And among those are hundreds of videos disappear from YouTube channel of Pizzagate journalist. Now, you've heard it. You've heard this whole scandal poo-pooed in the media. And yet, there's all kinds of things that tend to link this stuff together. Now, that news comes just as we're learning that when you're dealing with human trafficking, specifically of children for sex, we're finding out that in the first month of the Trump administration, there have been 1,500 busts with regards to human trafficking. And the comparison has been made that under Barack Obama, there was less than 400 in 1 year. But Trump took to the media and said, this is going to be a big deal. Now, immediately, people have come out and accused his model agency of doing the same thing, of human trafficking, bringing in illegals, and using some of these underage girls for sex. Nothing's been proven, but there's been allegations of it. One lady in particular said that. We even had Senator Barbara Boxer issue a letter wanting an investigation in it because of the seriousness of the charge. Look, there is serious charges. You do have a lady claiming that. The Bible says that things are confirmed by two or three witnesses, though. So if this is going on, within a model agency that Trump owns, fine. Investigate it if you've got people that are actually willing to sign their name on a dotted line and testify under oath. This is what's going on. Now, if you remember back in the primaries, though, Donald Trump said, yeah, some of these contractors, he's got big, a lot of companies. I know he's not responsible for every little person down there in the contracting world who does stuff for all the properties and things. Yeah, there's just no way one person can keep up with that. That's not to make an excuse. It's just a reality. But he did say during the primaries that some of the companies had hired illegal alien contractors. That was a given. And one of the promises he made was to tighten those things up to where they couldn't do such thing, where employers couldn't hire them. They're not supposed to be hiring them anyway. But he had an idea of wanting to shut that down. Here he is now, though, enforcing the law against human trafficking, hopefully bringing some justice on some of these people. That would be great. And in case you didn't know it, later on I'll have a story up at sonsoflibertymedia.com. A Florida State University attorney, an Army colonel, state employees, the page and messenger manager for the Florida House of Representatives. What do they all have in common? Well, they were just busted this month in a high-profile child sex ring in Florida. And you remember, what was it, last year, I think it was, we had one of the big guys in CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. He was busted in the midst of a child sex ring. Where? In Florida. And from what I know, these child sex rings run from one coast from the east coast to the west coast. Often they will get these children and will take them over into areas like California and stuff, and then begin to distribute those children throughout the world as though there's some kind of property to be sold and used. And so good. These guys got busted. Great. There's a dozen of them that were arrested here middle of February. Look for that on sonsoflibertymedia.com a little bit later on. Something we're going to talk about in the next segment. A judge hands former hospital CEO a major victory against CNN. The judge said that CNN engaged in reckless reporting with malice, completely misrepresenting the hospital, which ended up causing one of the areas that this particular CEO worked to be shut down, and he ended up losing his job. But at least the judge got that right. He even said, you can move forward with the case. CNN wanted to dismiss. The judge said, no, it can go forward. There's evidence here that you guys didn't do your job. Now, he didn't say they were fake news. I think even when we recognize, when we speak of fake news, we're talking about somebody can make an error. We get that. People can correct that. That's no problem. People are human. They can make small errors. No question about that. I've done my share of that, too. But when you go like CNN has been caught doing over and over and over and over again with video footage showing you're filming your reporters on a stage rather than at the place they're supposed to be, you're not just making an error. You are engaged in knowing deception. And of course, we've had one of their reporters also leave there saying stories were paid for. They wanted them to report things that weren't true. So there's a lot of stuff against CNN. That doesn't mean that they don't get some stories right. I'm not saying that. It's just you have to pick through everything that you get and look for the truth. On the other side of the break, we'll take this one up with CNN. One more on sonsoflibertymedia.com. U.S. Marshals scan passenger retinas to board flight like everyone else. I can say with us.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We're going to talk a little bit about this lawsuit that's moving forward against CNN. You've heard them in the headlines, mainly from our president, who has not called them fake news. He has called them very fake news. And if you've been reading any of the stories that I've done when it comes to the issue of media, one of the things that I try to do is include two or three videos where it's clear that CNN is engaging in actions that are there to deceive the people. Now, keep this in mind before we get to the story. This release of, 119 hours, something like that, and another 100 that's going to be released by James O'Keefe with Project Veritas. Some of that started back in 2009, and so when it came out, people were like, oh, this is old, this is that. But the fact of the matter is that it needs to be exposed. It doesn't matter if it's 2009. This is what this television company or news company has engaged in, deceiving the people. So does it matter if it's 2009? If that's the way you think and nothing's been done about it, then you should keep playing it until people have had enough of it and say, we want something done about this. They're engaged in fraud against the American people. Not in error. That's one thing. They're doing it deliberately. So when Donald Trump has come out and called them very fake news, there's reason for it. There's video evidence of it. And who knows what we're going to find in all of those hours of footage that O'Keefe has. But I digress. David Carbone, he's a former CEO of St. Mary's Medical Center in West Palm Beach, filed a defamation lawsuit against CNN after they aired what he claims were a series of false and defamatory news reports regarding the infant mortality rate at the hospital. CNN's reporter said the mortality rate was three times the national average. However, Mr. Carbone contends that CNN intentionally manipulated statistics to bolster their report. He also claims that CNN purposely ignored information that would look favorable to the hospital in order to sensationalize the story. So he brings this lawsuit. So what does CNN want to do? Well, they don't want it in the news. They don't want a lawsuit going forward. So they approach the judge to dismiss the case. Judge Arinda Evans didn't just declare them fake news or those who are peddling lies or falsehoods. However, she did say that they were acting recklessly with regard to the accuracy of its of the report they issued with malice. In other words, they had evil intentions in their misrepresentation. It wasn't an error on their part. Somebody didn't just, you know, pull some numbers up and added them up wrong or something like that, and it's a simple error that can be corrected. That's not what they did. They did it with malice, according to what this judge said. And so she's going to let it go forward. Carbone's attorney, Lynn Wood, said, "In our case, we contended that CNN essentially made up its own standard in order to conduct an apples-to-oranges comparison to support its false assertion that St. Mary's mortality rate was three times higher than the national average. Accordingly, the case against CNN certainly fits the description of media-created fake news." And I would say that's true. Again, this isn't an issue where somebody just miscalculated. It's where they misrepresented the hospital, even the hospital's own claims. And they did so, as the judge says in this case, with malice. And so the judge issued a 18-page order in which she didn't mince any words about that. She says the court finds these allegations sufficient to establish that CNN engaged in those things, and said, "You can go ahead, Mr. Carbone." And Mr. Carbone is seeking $30 million in damages. $30 million in damages. His claim is that a faulty statistical analysis tainted its 2015 investigation titled "Secret Deaths, CNN Finds High Surgical Death Rate for Children at a Florida Hospital." As a result, the pediatric cardiac surgery program was shut down at the hospital as a result of CNN's reporting. And then Carbone was forced to resign. He hasn't had a job since then. This is the kind of thing that has to be dealt with. I can remember a couple of years back, if you any of you have remembered the stories regarding Homeland Security and the alleged purchases of billions of rounds of ammo. Well, the fact of the matter was, they were not purchases. They were solicitations. Now, in the stories I wrote, I carried them as, these are solicitations for yada, 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 X amount of ammo and this, that, and the other. On one of the solicitations, I miscalculated the number. They changed how they wrote the numbers. And so I think it was instead of, I forget the exact number, but I think it was instead of 70,000, which was what they were soliciting, it read like 700,000. So I wrote the story. I had a gentleman contact me through email, and he said, "I think that your number is off here or something." And I said, "I'll go back and check." And I looked, and I said, sure enough, that one was off. And I went and changed. I think I had three stories that two of them linked there. The one of them actually carried the story. And I went and changed it, changed the title, fixed that, and made the correction in the article to state I had misread the solicitation. I wanted to make it right. It was an honest error. It wasn't something I was trying to do to sensationalize. Because, after all, it was just solicitation. Nobody had actually obtained any ammo. Now, in the media, among many outlets, they were saying, no, 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 DHS has put back all this ammo and they've got billions of rounds in a storehouse somewhere. I never said anything like that. In fact, I think it was in 2012, just after the elections, one of the senators asked for inventory, and they gave him inventory, and they showed, and we had records to show how much had been used for the previous 3 years between all the agencies under Homeland Security, including the Border Patrol, ICE, and other agencies. And what I came to the conclusion of was they were still sitting on around 300,000 rounds of ammo. I mean, that's not a ton of ammo. I mean, it really isn't for all the people they have. Of course, there could be some question about some of the agencies that use guns and need to be heavily armed or any of that stuff. But the fact of the matter was that was a honest error on my part. It was just an error on my part, and I wanted to correct it. But what we've seen with the likes of CNN, we've seen it with the BBC and other outlets, is they don't just make an error and then go back and correct it. They're actually engaged in staging news stories. For instance, they were caught doing that with a guy who's supposed to be an informant from over in Syria. They were caught doing it at another place, pretending they were in one part of the world when they were on a set. Fake palm trees, fans blowing, and the camera pans back and you see it. Yet nobody says anything. I'm glad that Donald Trump is saying something about it. Again, that's not an infringement on the free press or the First Amendment. It's just not. He's not telling them, you guys can't talk. You guys can't report. It's just, you need to get the story straight when you report it. I agree with that. It doesn't matter who says it. Don't you agree with that? Don't you think that the American people are entitled to the truth? So check out this story here at sonsoflibertymedia.com, where a judge has handed a former hospital CEO major victory against CNN, reckless reporting with malice. I think that is one of the things that we want to strive for here, is to try to provide you things that are true so that you can engage whatever the problem is. And where there is a victory, we want to give you that too. That was one of the focal two things that I wanted to do when I got in this business was, one, give the American people stories of things they need to act on, and then two, give them stories when people who fight actually win their battle. They get encouragement from that. So that's what we want to do. So check out that story there at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hang on through the break. We'll talk at you on the other side.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you want to call in, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. We're not doing Chinese buffet. Of course, I guess maybe we are doing a little Chinese buffet today because I was expecting a guest to be on, but we don't have that guest yet. So I want to cover a couple of stories that I had from yesterday. The one will tie in with the one that's going to come out later this afternoon here on Sons of Liberty Radio or sonsoflibertymedia.com, and that is hundreds of videos disappear from YouTube channel of Pizzagate journalist. Now, not much is being said in the media about Pizzagate anymore. Some people poo-pooed it as fake news. I think Alex Jones came out and said, oh, this is set up to attack the First Amendment. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. I know I've seen enough evidence that it looks like there is something there. We know that there is global pedophile rings. We know what took place in D.C. decades ago. We know the cover-up that took place in that regarding the documentary that was made where politicians, some congressmen, were involved in child sex rings. We know there are deviants in our midst. We know, for instance, that even the FBI has set up child pornography websites in order to catch people who look at child pornography. Now, the thing is, the FBI is in possession of it, of child pornography. And they're not in possession of it, first and foremost, as evidence against a criminal. They're in possession of it to bait criminals and to disseminate it to those criminals via those websites. It was called Operation Pacifier back. It was in North Carolina. So they ran that for a couple of weeks doing that, busted some people for looking at what they were giving away. And do you know that every time they gave that to somebody, there was jail time that's in the law for whoever's involved in that operation. And you can say, well, they're protected by the law. How are you protected? This is one thing I've never understood. How are you protected by the law for breaking the law? Because you have a badge? This is one thing that I've never understood with regard to speeding. I understand why speed limits are put in place. They're to protect people. But who is harmed if you're speeding and you don't have a wreck or hurt anybody? It's kind of like the biblical law where you put the railing above your house, right? They would use to go out on in the evenings up on the housetops. It was cool and it would sit outside. And so God told him, he said, put a railing up around, you know, your patio up there. Because if you don't and somebody falls off or they get hurt or they're killed, their blood's on your hands. You're responsible for that. But the qualifier was if you didn't want to put it up and you just wanted to be negligent about it, well, nothing was to be done. They didn't have city inspectors coming out and checking to make sure you had railing. No crime was committed. You were just being negligent. But sometimes negligent doesn't have any consequences. It's just like, I didn't cut my grass, you know, for whatever reason. But on a speed limit, you think about it. Guys going 70 in a 60 mile an hour area, zone there. And the police officer has to do 90 to catch him. Is the police officer not putting everybody else that he in danger that he claims this driver is putting in danger? Maybe even more so, because he's driving faster to stop the guy, to write him a ticket, and nobody's even been hurt in the process. Do you get my point? So that's what we're talking about when law enforcement breaks the law in order to, quote unquote, enforce the law. Policeman chasing you down the road for speeding is breaking the law. Same with these FBI agents. They're breaking the law in order to catch people who break the law. And that probably sounds a little strange to you because you probably never thought about what's going on there. Again, I get why the speed limit signs are there. I get that. But when you talk to who's actually violating a law, then what are you really talking about? As far as I can see, it's a racket for the state. No victims are ever paid when you speed. Just the state, just the officer, just the judge, just the court. Those guys, that's who gets your money. And we know that in many police departments, they put the guys out on the road there to meet a quota every month. So that's all I'm saying with that. Now, I tie that back in here. We know the FBI has engaged in that. We know politicians have engaged in some of these things regarding children and sex trafficking and child pornography. And here this guy, David Seaman, a journalist who investigated Pizzagate, he'd made hundreds of videos on his YouTube channel. And here recently, there's just not a video up there. The guy has over 150,000 subscribers on his channel. And he had a ton of videos that were exposing the information about the Pizzagate scandal. And that's a pedophile ring that was centered in Washington, D.C. He did have one video that wasn't his. It was actually posted by somebody else, but I don't remember if he had liked it or whatever, but it was listed under videos, and it was by a guy by the name of Based Patriot. And this was published on the 23rd. It was President Trump holds anti-human trafficking meeting. This is what I was referring to before with the Trump administration actually going after these human trafficking crime syndicates. So while some people have poo-pooed it, then you have to ask the question, why won't anybody actually dig into this? Well, there are some people. I don't know why people in the mainstream, that there isn't some people like Cheryl Atkinson or folks like that who will dig into it. Now, it's interesting. CBS's Ben Swan has come to be pretty trusted. He comes usually with the facts on whatever he speaks and tries to boil it down into like a 3 or 4 minute video presentation called Reality Check. And he took on Pizzagate, and he pointed out some questions. He pointed out a couple of problems with it. But he did say, this is worth investigating. There's enough here that it pushes you to want to see, okay, how are these pieces fitting together? Is there really a crime that's going on here? And his video has disappeared from Facebook. Some say that Andrew Breitbart may have been murdered over the Pizzagate scandal. Maybe, you know, when he died, that was the day he died, was the day he said he was going to release this, all this, start releasing all this stuff on Barack Obama. Video clips and stuff. Of course, that was released a couple of weeks later. Wasn't a tremendously big bombshell of any sort, but he did say he was going to do it, and he died on the very day that that happened. And some people said, well, maybe it was, you know, somebody in the Obama administration, somebody close to them to do that. I don't know. They said he died of a heart attack. Okay? They said he died of a heart attack. But some have theorized that he may have been murdered, whether for the Obama stuff or the Pizzagate scandal, because we do know he came out and was talking about child sex rings that were around, and they were investigating those things as well. So who knows? Who knows what's going on here? But one of the things you can keep in mind is that I couldn't contact Mr. Seaman. I couldn't get a hold of him for any kind of response as to why the videos are gone. He could have pulled them himself. I don't know. But whatever the case is, he didn't do that. So, or at least that's not what we're seeing there, because some of the videos didn't have anything to do with Pizzagate that are pulled. And there were a lot of them. So keep that in mind. I think that we still have to keep our eyes open, because these are our children we're talking about. This is our future. And you say, well, these guys wouldn't do that. I mean, they're upstanding, respectable representatives. Probably some people still think that. And there probably are a few. No question about that. There probably are a few. I can name a couple that I can think of right off the bat. But these are the same people who want to give women, who want to protect women, who want to behead, dismember, and murder their babies while they're in the womb, and protect them and the doctor and the facility that they're in while they're having it done. How much of a stretch is it to say, if they don't care about children any more than that, while they bring children out to push all of their agendas, why should they care about them when they're being used as mere sex objects? Keep that in your mind. They've done it before. We've got the records. We've got the evidence. I pointed you even to this story coming up down in North Florida. 12 people arrested, among those politician, an attorney, an army colonel, ranging in ages from 21 to 70, looking for sex with young girls, underage girls. Yes, it is sick. Yes, it needs to be dealt with. I'm glad somebody's doing something here. Final segment coming up on Sons of Liberty Radio. Stay tuned.
Yeah. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammer knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment here, 1-866-582-9933 if you want to jump in here. Carrying over from the Pizzagate issue and this guy, all of his videos, he's been digging into that scandal, just gone from YouTube. Let's talk a little bit about what has gone on in the Trump administration here in the first month. While we know about many of his executive orders, we know about some of his press conferences, and things of that nature. And I got to tell you, it's kind of lively. I remember as a kid some of the Ronald Reagan press conferences, and they're kind of entertaining. I mean, that's really a bad way of putting it when you're talking about people who are representing you and we're in such bad shape. But it is nice to see that a guy is not afraid to stand up and be a man and say what he thinks. I'm glad to see some of those things. However, according to new reports that are out, there's actual law enforcement that's being done too. He is overseeing, his administration is overseeing, let me put it that way, 1,500 busts of sex trafficking in one short month compared to less than 400 in 1 year under Barack Hussein Obama Sotora Sabarka. Again, if I was able to, I'd play you the clip where you could hear him speak on this issue before a group of people who were gathered there around the table. But you can see the video there at sonsofliberty.com, media.com for yourself. According to reports, there have been a staggering 1,500-plus arrests in one short month compared to less than 400 sex trafficking-related arrests in 2014, and that's according to the FBI. It's been clear to me for a while that Trump would make human trafficking a top priority. On October the 8th, 2012, he tweeted, "Got to do something about these missing children grabbed by the perverts. Too many incidents. Fast trial, death penalty." Now, that's my kind of guy. I like that. He said, "Well, you're just out for blood, Tim. We know you. We know you want the death penalty for all these people." No, I don't. I've told you before. I'd rather they repent. Wouldn't it be better if people did what was right instead of what was wrong and you didn't have to go down that road? That's what I'd like to see. Because here's the thing. You follow the biblical model, that death penalty is to be exercised by the people, not by some guy in a back room somewhere. And if you think that I want any part of that, I really don't. But I think people who engage in this kind of behavior right here, we need to deal with them swiftly, and not hold other people's property hostage to feed, clothe, and house them for the rest of their life in a little cage, just like some kind of an animal. That's not justice. That's injustice, both for them and for the people who have to pay for them. Now, during this press conference that he had from the White House, he addressed human trafficking as a dire problem, both domestically and internationally. And he gave further confirmation when he said, "Dedicated men and women across the federal government have focused on this for some time, as you know. It's been much more focused over the last 4 weeks," obviously. Obviously it has. And yet, the media barely carried anything on this. They barely carried anything on it. Now, think about that when you relate the story of Pizzagate. How much was even in the news media about that? Is this not newsworthy? Are these things not national and international, as he says? Yes. See, one of the things that always amazes me, you have a 24-hour news cycle. You have 24-hour news television programs. And yet, you can almost parallel them to your local radio station. Pick your pop 40 or whatever they call them now, top 40, whatever the genre of music you listen to. In all honesty, if you listen to like a top 40 kind of thing, what goes on? Every hour, they're basically playing you the same music over and over and over till you're sick of it. And they'll swap it up every now and then, but usually it's the same songs over and over every hour. When you get into the 24-hour news cycle with outlets that have reporters all across the nation, all across the globe, you get the same stories every hour. Something gets thrown in new, but basically it's the same stories. And half the time, there are nothing that relates to your life. There's something that's localized. No real impact on your life. Why is that? Because they are infotainment. They're infotainment. They're there to entertain you. I remember reading a story not too long ago, or not a story, I read a book several years ago by Neil Postman called Amusing Ourselves to Death. And that was one of the things he talked about when the Telegraph came in. He said, one of the guys looked and he said, "Well, what are we going to do with this? Every time the Queen of England gets a cold, that's going to be news now. Like it matters that the Queen of England is getting a cold to anybody. How does that impact anybody's life? It's trivial." And he's right. And think about the things that make news now. Ridiculous stuff. Some of it entertainment-wise itself. Hollywood, singers. They did this, they did that. They messed around on this husband or this wife, or they had this baby outside the way, whatever the case may be. Those things are considered to be news. And that's what we have today, not covering real news. So what were some of the things that happened here since Donald Trump has been sworn in? On January 27th, authorities arrested 42 in a human trafficking operation in Tennessee. On January 29th, authorities announced that 474 were arrested in a statewide California human trafficking operation, and 28 sexually exploited children were rescued. 108 were arrested from January 18th to February 5th in Illinois as part of a national sex trafficking sting operation. 178 people were arrested in Texas for sex trafficking, a sting that operated in January till Super Bowl Sunday. 16 people were arrested in January in Michigan for sex trafficking during the Detroit Auto Show. In February, authorities arrested 11 in Virginia in a child sex sting. And finally, on February 14, the Polk County Sheriff announced that 42 were arrested in Florida in child pornography-related cases. That's within a month. Now, that's not to say that some of that was not going on prior to Trump coming into office. I'm not saying that. But that is under his watch that those things took place. One of the reporters at Town Hall who brought up these numbers from the FBI attempted to cover for our friend that we mentioned the other week who was going to speak at CPAC and then was shut down because he seemed, in all honesty, to be praising his own molestation at the age of 14 by a Catholic priest. She tried to cover for him, saying the media went after him, but they won't report this stuff. Well, I agree, but they were right in going after him. They were right in going after him for what he said. The conservatives would have been right for not inviting him based upon the lifestyle that he lives, which is not conservative. Anybody can talk about free speech. That's no big deal. But if you're going to be an open sodomite and claim that you're a conservative, you've got a real contradiction going on there. And that's what part of Milo's issue was. My friend David Jolly over at Constitution.com reminds us of why the Obama administration just wasn't that tough on human traffickers. And here's why. Barack Obama and his administration supported legalized prostitution with prostitutes as young as 10 years old. Quote, Obama's administration fully supported many of the United Nations' efforts to impose their will on our nation and others around the world. One of those initiatives took place in 2011 at the United Nations Youth Conference, which was held in New York City. The conference was the stage for YPEER, a United Nations Population Fund initiative, announced that youth need to have more sexual and reproductive rights, including the right to choose to murder their babies. While the statement does not define or specify an age limit for youth, the standard used by the United Nations in all of its dealings defines them as ages 10 to 24. And the Obama administration backed that. They were happy about it. Maybe it has something to do with, there's a lot of this communist and Muslim, anti-American and anti-Christian countries who are a part of the United Nations. If you ask me, Donald Trump should not have appointed Nikki Haley as an ambassador to the UN. He should have said, I'm not sending anybody there, and I'm not approving any more money out of Congress to fund you people. Get out. 23, we'll see you again. Till then, take care. God bless you.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.